This information is subject to a disclaimer at the end of this podcast. Please ensure that you listen to the disclaimer and go to www.ubs.com for further information about UBS.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning into UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's market. My name is Yong-Suk Sun, Senior Industrial and Shipyard Analyst based in Seoul. And in this episode, we are going to be taking a look at IMO's recent revision to the strategy to reduce GHG emission by 2050. I'm joined by Sven Weer, Capital Goods Analyst from Europe. Welcome, Sven, and thank you for joining me today. I have a few questions for you. Starting off with, what is the key revisions to the GHG strategy adopted by IMO on the 7th of July, and what is your take on it?
Thanks, Yong-Suk. The most important decision was that it has adopted net zero for global shipping by around 2050, which compares against the 50% reduction goal against 2008 that IMO had before. It has also agreed on so-called indicative checkpoints, which means that IMO aims cutting emissions by 20 to 30% until 2030 and 70 to 80% by 2040, again, all compared against 2008. We did not have such checkpoints before, and given that emissions are still high, we see the checkpoints being not a no-brainer for the shipping industry. Environmental organizations are a bit more skeptical than this because it seems that emissions would need to halve by 2030 and reach zero by 2040 to be consistent with the Paris Accord. However, we argue that many of the leading global shipping firms have tougher agendas already, and the pressure is now building further on the others. In addition, we think intermediate and local rules will toughen further. A global carbon tax is likely to come in 2027. Hence, we feel reassured in our positive view on the demand for green shipping solutions and technologies and see demand growing for these exponentially.
That's pretty clear. Now, what is the next step that you think IMO, regional, and national regulators will take post revisions to IMO's greenhouse gas strategy?
A review of the IMO shipping efficiency rules is due by 2026, and a tightening is likely given that the current rules are not consistent with the 40% efficiency increase target that IMO has by 2030. In addition, on the back of the MEPC 18 meeting, it seems likely that a global carbon levy could come into force by 2027. We also have the inclusion of shipping in the European EU ETS system from next year onwards. Further local regulation in other regions seems likely to us. So as you can see, there is no rest, and following a do-nothing strategy is becoming less and less viable for shipping firms.
How do you think the related industry will react? Is there the technology and the infrastructure available to realize this target?
The technology to achieve the nearer term intermediate goals is available. In addition, commercial ammonia and hydrogen engines will come to the market in the coming years. The ramp up of the corresponding green fuel infrastructure has also started. So we think that the availability of technologies and fuels will be less and less an issue. We think that a proper carbon tax then also incentivizes the uptake given the likely price premium of green over conventional fuels.
Lastly, what are the stock implications for this revision?
We think that the demand for green shipping technologies is likely to rise exponentially in the coming years. In our recent Q series, we had come up with a list of 34 stocks from 10 different sectors that we prefer in the Q series context. Keep in mind that this is a theme that plays out in the mid to long term in terms of significant financial impact. Nevertheless, we think that the tightening of global shipping greenhouse gas emission rules that has been agreed on last week could further raise the market's attention.
Thanks, Sven, and thank you for visiting the UBS Research Pod Hub. That was an introduction and overview of IMO's new greenhouse gas strategy with Yong-Suk Sun, Senior Industrial Analyst, and Sven Weer, Capital Goods Analyst. Tune in again for more investment insights.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries, and or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. Copyright UBS 2023. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.